Ladies and gentlemen, the Millers, Buddy and Julie.
If I
record out, or it's pretty new. Gotta do some songs from that. It's called Midnight and Lonesome, and this is that song.
There's a wordless moon that's watching tonight. There's a garden that's left to grow wild. There's a sound with no name when a faraway train cries like an unloved child. The paint on the walls is peeling away. There's a photograph that fades on the shelf, but the memory hangs on of a love that is gone. And I'm dancing by myself. Said why I wanna know. She went and left me nowhere to go. Why, tell me my friend, it's midnight lonesome again. There's no answer now, 'cause I'm just talking to the sky. Well, the morning is time to get ready. In the evening, you take off your shoes. Well, you work all the day till the sun's gone away. Midnight lays claim to the blue. You talk too much, you laugh too loud, you see her face in every crowd.
Thanks a lot. Oh, you better go get it. How are you going to get it? You got to get it. You must have one on you. You must carry a shaker at all times. That, well, that's not quite the same. There's a maraca. Maple says there's a maraca in your thing. He said there's a maraca in the coal hop. Might be a tiny bit out. The right tool for the right job. You got something? This is a song off that new record. And that's kind of what marriage is all about. This is a song, I played this song on the Optagon when I started working on it, started writing which is a thing sold by Mattel back in the 70s. We couldn't fit it in our van, so I'll try and mess it up a different way. Called When It Comes to You. Baby, I got my love light on. Baby, I got the beat. I got $20 in my shoe and a rhythm in my feet. I got more than 40 different grooves and twice as many moves. I'll be a cool rockin' daddy's who when it comes to you. Yeah, I'm a man with a plan, honey, if you got the desire. We can go steppin' out, we can set the money on. Come with me on a little trip. We can give the blues a slip.
There ain't nothing that I would not do when it comes to you. If you push the first domino, we'll go flying like a GTO. Baby, just have to let me know. Anytime I'll be good to go.
You know what? The snare drum is blasting through my wedge here. I think I dig it, but maybe not.
How come I don't have
it? He's good, though. Well, the day I thought my record was finished and mixed and done, was the day that the nine miners in Kew Creek, Pennsylvania, you guys know about, that it's the day they were rescued pretty miraculously from that from being a mine. And I got up in the morning and Julie had written this song, and that's what this is. At the Kew Creek mine, nine miners went down. 240 foot deep in the ground. The night
night shift when I'm my way, there come a shame. Somebody's hitting water, everybody get out. It was over their heads, too fast to outrun. Together they were tied to live or die as one. Help came from around, but then the drill stripped and broke. So the men penned goodbyes, wives hoped against hope. When the
waters come up,
when you go
through
the flood, and the
Lord you can trust,
He will be there with us. Jesus was laid in a hole in the ground. He was dead, but the third day God's hand brought him out. And the miners were buried 3 nights and 3 days. But like Jesus, Sunday morning men were raised.
Yeah, yeah.
When the waters come up, when you go through the flood,
in the Lord you can trust,
He will be there with us.
Thanks.
I have this back brace on and I can sing it. It's kind of loosen it up a little bit here. The breathing helps to breathe. Yeah. Hey, you want me to try to play guitar too?
If you want, it's, I need you.
Yeah, I know.
If you want to, you gotta move your capo.
What do the chords go like? What are the three chords in this song?
Move the capo up 2 frets and
I don't know how to play my song I wrote. Well, my professional capo. My George Jones capo. Yeah, okay. Let's see what it sounds like. Not too bad. Okay, A. Okay. Oh, I don't play an A.
I Goodbye, and I know you're all right now.
still cry sometimes when I remember you. I still cry sometimes and I say your name. I say goodbye and I know you're all right now. When the leaves come falling down, I still cry.
The leaves come falling down. When the leaves come falling down,
the leaves come falling down to me. And I still cry. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. You guys know who Bill Maloney, right? I'm sure a lot of you know Bill Maloney.
Vigilante's one of the best. Love.
Vigilante's of Love, one of the best songwriters around. Nicest guy in the world. He wrote this song for me. And it's on a new record called Water When the Well Is Dry. Your soul, it'll tear down your pride. Honey, keep your eyes pure, let us tell no lies. Hatred is a criminal out on the loose. Love might be a judge with a hangman's noose. It'll make you strong, it'll make you bitter. I gotta find myself a strong deliverer.
Sometimes it's just gotta do what you order. Sometimes you
A showman's life is a smoky bar and the fever chase of a tiny star. It's a hotel room and a lonely wife. From what I've seen of a showman's life, nobody told me about this part. They told me all about the pretty girls and the wine and the money and the good times. No mention of all the wear and tear on an honky-tonker's horn. Well, I might have known it, but nobody told me about this part. A boy will dream as children do of a great white wave until a dream comes true. And a phony smile in a colored light, that's all it is to a showman's life. Nobody told me about this part. They told me all about the pretty girl and the wine and the money and the good time. No mention of all the wear and tear on an old honky-tonker's horn. Well, I might have known it, but nobody told me about this part.
Up just a tiny bit in the monitor.
You know, could you turn that down a little bit in the monitor? Actually, I think it's really loud in mine. And I might use a little more of Mr. Miller's voice, just a little hair in my monitor. Thank you. Thank you.
taken by the wind. You have known a kiss of sorrow. Doors of wood will not let you in. Outcast and a stranger, you have come by way of sorrow. You have come by way of tears, but you reach the destiny meant to find you all these years. Meant to find you all these years. You have drunk a bitter wine, with none to be your comfort. Who once were left behind will be welcome at God's table. You have come by way of sorrow, you have come by way of tears, but you've reached the destiny meant to find you all these years. Meant to find you all these years. Nights that joy has slept will awake to days of laughter. All the tears that you have wept, you'll dance in freedom ever after. You have come by way of sorrow, you come over a stony ground, but when love calls out your name, you will lay your burden down. You will lay your burden down. Down, down, down. Come by way of tears, but you'll reach the destiny meant to find you all these years. Meant to find you all these years.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I see that you respond intensely to the kind of sensitive and acoustic sensitive songs. I'll do one more sensitive song for you, acoustic song for you. Okay, good. Confirmation. Hey. You can have my heart. Though it isn't new, it's been used and broken, and only comes in blue. It's been down a long road, and it got dirty on the way. If I give it to you, will you make it clean and wash the shame away? You can have my heart if you don't mind broken things. You can have my life if you don't mind these tears. Well, I heard that you make old things new, so I give these pieces all to you. If you want it, you can have my heart.
so beyond repair. Nothing I could do. Tried to fix it myself, but it was only worse when and you walk right into my darkness, and you speak words so sweet, and you hold me like a child till my frozen tears fall at your feet. You can have my heart if you don't mind broken things. Have my life, you don't mind these tears. I heard that you make old things new, so I give these pieces all to you. If you want it, you can have my heart.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All I wanted was a little bitty kid.
Thank you.
I want to tell you, over on the bass guitar is Rick Plant.
Yes.
The great Rick Plant. And on the drum set is Brian Owings.
We love these guys.
We love playing with these guys. The three of us just got back from Australia about a week or 2 weeks ago, and Rick just got back from Australia, 2 days ago? He stayed a little bit longer. He is, isn't he? We feel the same way. And Peter Case, wasn't he great? Great to hear Peter Case. Such a huge fan, it's just great to hear him.
Yeah, not following him anymore. I'm sorry about that, Maple, but I just play like a man. it's Buddy's. The neck's so wide, it hurts me. So I'm gonna... Okay. Can you hear me? Well, I'm like feeling sort of a vibe, you know, to do this kind of a song. And, I think I've probably told you this kind of how this song came about before, but I'll repeat myself. Okay, thank you for the encouragement. Buddy, you know, he used to play guitar for Steve Earle for a while, and at soundcheck one day, Steve Earle, they played Wild Thing, and there's a lot of good songs, but Wild Thing is the best one, and Steve Earle doing Wild Thing, I mean, it's like, yeah, it's like the ultimate, so it didn't really make sense, but for some reason, it was so cool. I was like a child or something. I wanted to do it as if it was, I want to do Wild Thing, as if it would be the same as when Steve did. So I bothered Buddy, how do you play Wild Thing? And he goes, you just go. However, I never did kind of like, you know, get around to actually playing Wild Thing. I try to tend to, you know, be a do my own material. But then I wrote this song about Buddy, and while the guys were playing it, I suddenly realized, wait, I think I can fit my new song to the chords to Wild Thing. So, this is to you, darling. You make my heart beat too fast. You make me want this to last. You make me spend all my money. Oh, I think I love you, honey. You make me think I could miss you.
Thank you.
so much.
Thanks, Mapes. I messed up our song order as usual, I did this song one time. I'm still trying to get this song. I don't have an intro for this song, so as if I have an intro for anything, but I'd like to just talk about this unbelievable book that I read when I was doing our last duet record, it was called Rachel's Tears, and it was from the mother, father, brothers and sisters and friends. It was written by all of them about this girl, this teenager at Columbine, the first one who was killed, and she was just the most unusual. I mean, she was totally typical in so many ways, but she just, like, a couple of years before she died, it was like something just grabbed hold of her in a supernatural way. She just wanted God, and she was willing to, you know, not be cool at school, and she reached out to all the, you know, the rejected people at school, and just, I mean, just a heart of compassion, just, and she wrote all these journals and everything, and God, apparently, I mean, it blew my mind, in her journal a year before she died, she wrote, "Dear Lord, this is my last year. I have gotten what I can. Thank you." And she would just write all these things about, she just wanted God to just let the love that he put in her heart to really go out to the people in her school. And so the boys that did the shooting, I don't know if you might have seen them, seen on, I think, one of the interview shows, news interview shows, was one of the friends of one of them last night, and he says he's got a book. He doesn't know what he's talking about, but he tried to blame it on they were just bullied and stuff. And I know that was a contributing factor, but she didn't bully them. And they were in a media class with her, and they made a film depicting what they were going to do. They were going to shoot everybody and blow up the school. Then they played it in class and got a grade for it. And the teacher didn't say anything, and the parents didn't, and the principal, nobody. The only person that said anything was this girl Rachel, and she said, and she just asked him, you know, where is this hate coming from? And they made more tapes at home, videos calling her, Rachel, that Christian whore, and stuff like that. And they hated her for believing. And so the day before she, it was like 2 hours before she died, her last two classes of her, you know, her last 2 hours of her life, instead of paying attention, her best friend was in class and saw Rachel, and Rachel was drawing in her book. And her friend was thinking, you know, Rachel, you're not going to know what's going on in class. Then it happened in the next class, too. And then she went outside to have lunch with a friend, and the boys arrived, and they shot her and her friend. And as she crawled away, they came up, and they picked her up by her hair, and said, "Do you still believe in God now?" And she said, "You know that I do." And they sent her to God. And about a month after this happened, because her journal was in her backpack and it had a bullet hole in it, and it was held for evidence, so nobody saw what she had done until a bit later. And miracles and miracles and, like, supernatural, this whole book, Rachel's Tears, this blew my mind. What she had been doing in her classes was drawing two eyes with tears, 13 tears. 13 people died that day. 13 tears coming out of her eyes. And then when they fell upon a flower and they turned to blood drops. And the flower was later realized, because it was in another page too, it was a columbine flower. And it said there's no greater love than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. And so I just was so moved and touched by this precious, precious heart of this girl that I just, since she's not here, I just wanted to just to share her story, because it changed my life, blew my mind. So this is a song. And the weird thing was, I called one of my best friends, and I just wept through the whole book, and I wept through writing the whole song. I had a song in my heart, but I thought, I can't write a song about that. I'm not worthy to, write this song. I have no business, And so my friends, I said, oh, Rachel's mom, Rachel's aunt is like one of my best friends, and her brothers were just running around the house here last summer, and so it somehow the God made things work out so that I met this aunt, and she already knew who I was and stuff, and she, and I mentioned a little bit that I had this, I was so inspired, and she said, please write the song. So it's like God arranged me for me to get permission to write this. Am I in tune? Okay.
But don't you play this at the fifth fret?
Yes. Yes, I do. Thank you. The professionals will be here soon. Love you too. Precious souls, every one of you here.
17 years, how could we know? And 13 tears to make a flower grow. Tears that fell from your eyes were the ones heaven cries for, the children left to walk alone. There is a life no one can take. There is a chain of love no one can break. In all the world there is no love greater than this. I'm too late now, you're
so much for indulging me. Thank you.
The sun way up there, I go with my love everywhere, and I'd be the moon when the sun went down, just to let her know I'm still around, 'cause that's how strong my love is, that's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. That's how strong my love is. I'd be the weeping willow drowning in my tears. You can go swimming when you're here. And I'd be the rainbow when the tears are gone. Wrap you in my colors and keep you on calm. That's how strong my love is. 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 Like an ocean so deep and wide, I'll catch your tears whenever you cry. I'll be the breeze after your tears I go. Dry your eyes and love you once more. 'Cause that's how strong my love is. 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 Whenever you cry, I'll be the breeze after your tears I go. Dry your eyes and love you once more. 'Cause that's how strong my love is. 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 That's how strong my love is.
Thanks. That's an old Roosevelt Jameson song. Well, thanks so much for coming out tonight. You guys are great, and it's really great to see you and really appreciate you coming out. We're going to do one more song here. I want to thank Peter Case again. It's just So great and fantastic. We do have CDs over there. Got the new CD and some of the old ones over there. Reggie, our friend Reggie's got them. And there's a song called Somewhere Trouble Don't Go. Devil had a daughter, took me to the water, tried to kill me with a kiss. Said, hey now, honey, what about the money? I said, I ain't got time for this. Take me somewhere trouble don't go. Make someone trouble don't know. Hey, hey. She said, babe, come inside. I said, sorry, I got to ride. Sorry, but I got to ride. You know you could end up there, sleeping in the devil's bed, sleeping in the devil's bed. Trouble don't go. Beg me, someone trouble don't go. Hey, yeah, but she wants to go too far. But she wants to go too far. First come love, it's so fine. Here comes heartache right behind. Here comes heartache right behind. My baby used to be so sweet. Now she won't come down my street. Now she won't come down my street. Hey, 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 hey. All my plans got derailed. She got up my heart. She locked up my heart and jail. Take me somewhere trouble on. 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 Thank you.
for coming out, folks. You've been great.
Thank you. We love you. God bless you.
You're way too kind. Thank you. Thanks so much. This is Maple Burn.
I heard somebody ask for this one. That's why I'm going to do it. It's an old Tom T. Hall song.
If you love somebody enough, you follow them wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. And if you love somebody enough, then you go where your heart needs to go. That's how I got to Memphis. How I got to Memphis. Well, I know if you'd seen her, you'd tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I gotta find her and find out the trouble she's in. And if you tell me that she isn't here, follow by the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Oh, she used to get mad and she'd say she'd go back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. So, and I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Well, thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 Hey, come on. Thanks a lot. Thanks for coming out. Our good friend Michael Wilson's here, Michael of Maryland, and
Karen and Linford from Over the Rhine are here. I want to say hey. And my friend Terry Owsley, who made me a beautiful mando guitar. And we kind of, it was over in Australia and meant to get here and just didn't make it here to the gig. So
just hanging out in Australia.
Yeah, but it could be in Australia. Thanks for coming out.
Hey, you know what? Buddy and I, 20 years last week.
Yeah. 20 years what?
20 years of marriage.
Thank you.
You guys are so great. It's just so appreciated. Thank you so much. Hey, let's get a big house and all live together.
There's a song I wrote with a buddy of mine, Jim Lauderdale. I know you know Jim Lauderdale. a hole in my head. Julie likes me to say it has nothing to do with her.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming out. You guys have been great. Made this real nice.
Thank you.
Thanks. Well,
drive careful now.